Chad McHale is also in this exhibition, and the one in this particular display is titled We Are Driven by the Desire for Pleasure. And this, in a sense, has become a bit of a main theme, I would say, in Chad's practice, in the sense that I think that Chad, in his writing and his works, believes that we underestimate sometimes as human beings our need for pleasure and desire. Basically, he's coming from the point of view that society would, in his eyes, would be perhaps a happier, safer place if people gave in more to what, in a sense, are desires that all animals have, whether it's to eat or sexual intimacy. And I think Chad believes that our educational system is not very sympathetic to that, and in a sense drives these desires out of ourselves. If you look at one of Chad's paintings, he's made the painting almost to look slightly like an illustration from a children's book. They seem a little bit like those Ladybird books that were popular in Britain, I think, with kids to teach them how to read. And they're very brightly painted. They're quite flat in the way that they're painted. This particular image in the show, on the left of it, you'll see that some adults have found that this child is making an obsessive model of a city, which they've discovered behind a wall that they broke away. And in Chad's painting, you see that they're dispensing a little bit of liquid, which they're about to give to the boy. I believe he said this was a lot like Ritalin, which is a drug that's given to children quite a lot now to calm them down if they have attention deficit disorder. I think Chad's point of view with that is that's wrong. If this child has an obsessive desire to make something, it's better to let him to pursue that. I think Chad's point of view is that if we continue to suppress in society, whether it is very normal sexual exploration or very normal creativity, that this is part of what makes people criminals, in a sense. It makes people violent sometimes, because the very things that they want to do most, sometimes they're told they can't do. Chad's work is extremely... he has strong messages in it. He's not being ambiguous. He is taking a stand. He's taking a stance on the way we raise children, the way we educate children, and questioning as to whether it's really right, and that, in fact, it perhaps fights against nature. Basically, the point with Chad's practice is that in an urban or rural, wherever there are schools, wherever we're educating children, we could do with looking at the real needs. And we may think that we're helping them by making them conform, but in fact, we may be hindering the progress of society. And Chad wants us to look at that again, because the basis of his work is human relations and how people relate to each other. The gouache painting by Chad McHale in this exhibition is titled We Are Driven by the Desire for Pleasure, and it was made in 2006.